it's not a victory. It's just chemistry. It's not a losing streak, and it's not a prophecy. It's just what's in me. And I was never really good at chemistry. Oh, I was never really good at chemistry. Yeah, I was never really good at chemistry.
Brand new stuff from Georgia Ruth from her brand new album, just came out a little while ago, called Cool Head. A collaboration with Eros Childs from Gorky's Exotic Monkey, whose voice you might recognize and who you will definitely see these days playing drums out there with Teenage Fan Club, who I think played a show a little while ago here in Toronto. They'd come around, they played a couple of shows. But yeah, as we're going into the fall, I think there's quite a few UK bands who are coming around on tour. I know that James are coming later on this year in, I think, October. And they have Johnny Marr as a sort of co-headliner, which will be an interesting show. I'm going for one of those. So I'm filling for time. I'm looking for a new single that I just got sent a little while ago that I've really been enjoying. It's by a band sort of from around Leeds and York. They're an indie band called Fever Dreams, and they've just released their first ever single. It's called So Naive, and it's sort of, you know, taking kind of like sort of dream pop, synth pop influences along with kind of indie music, and you know, that's what it sounds like to me as well. It's a bit of a, they're calling it a bit of a pop anthem, sort of drawing on lyrical themes of, you know, dealing with a toxic relationship and things like that. And we've got it. This is a band who's been around for a little less than a year, kind of drawn inspiration from anywhere between the 90s and sort of indie music of the zeros. And they're called Fever Dreams. We're going to be listening to their song, So Naive. I've also got a new band from the UK called Bayboards, from around sort of Manchester, just generally the north. And they've released a new single called Hannah. It's off of an EP called Escape from Madness, which we're going to be listening to the track from. And then I've got some new stuff from Peter Zahn, who is just a wonderful indie musician. Released his debut EP a little, I would say almost a year ago now, which is a really cool EP called God Save the King. And it's really just fun indie stuff. He's got a new one called Empty Space, which we're going to be listening to. You can find him on Bandcamp, Peter Zahn, spelled Peter, xan.bandcamp.com. And then we'll be back talking about more great music here on Yellow Brick Road on CFRC.
We'll be right back. care for you. And now your eyes are rolling to the back of your brain, and I'm down, yeah, I'm down under you. We'll be right back.
That play a little bit just because I'm enjoying this album so much. If you're curious about them though, we did talk to them on Indie Wake Up Call on Thursday. So if you crawl back through the archives to this Thursday, 8 a.m., 8:30 a.m. I think they were on at 9. They talked to us about this fascinating album. But for the British and Irish music that we've been talking about, this show is actually about, we did hear some music from Bayboards, from Fever Dreams and Peter Zahn. And coming up, we've got a new song by an artist called Baby Shalaki. And this one is a really kind of, really, it's called the Anti-Sun Cream League. I'll let you decide. Spelled sort of with the sort of, I don't know, lowercase, uppercase kind of Reddit kind of script. Anyhow, they're an alternative rock band from Wales. This song has obviously got a lot of sarcasm on it. Very energetic track as well. They have an album coming up called The Soundtrack. It's coming out this year, a debut album. And it's the band doing what they do best, as we are going to be listening to in quite a little bit. This particular song is just like, you know, it's kind of angular, post-punky, and, you know, almost kind of read out like news. Kind of talking or like poking fun at health influencers, dictators, all that sort of stuff. You can find them online. I'm trying to see if they have a Bandcamp page, but if they don't, Swansea band, Baby Shalaki, spelled S-C-H-I-L-L-A-C-I, just go check them out. You'll find them out there. We're going to be listening to that song. And then sticking with Wales for a little bit, I also have a new song from The Bug Club called A Bit Like James Bond. You can find them as well on Bandcamp. They are The Bug Club. And then one last release, a new song from Surya Sen, who is a Bangladeshi British musician who released a great debut album. I think it was now in 2023 or 2022, which was called At What Cost. And we had a few singles since then. This is the latest one. It's called Sunshine. So we'll be listening to that. And then, I don't know, we'll see if we have time to come back and talk about more music. But if not, more great music coming out for you. And I'm going to fade down this Rooftop Caravan song now, and we'll go into a bit of Baby Shellaki. Here comes the Anti-Sunscreen League.
Sun cream. Sun cream is a smokescreen masquerading as protection from sunbeams. The safety you seek comforts you into conventional thinking. Rule 2. Always fake smile. It is a service to the nation, an unselfish act. It provides joy to the recipient. Weaponize it against people who talk about how it used to be. Your time is now. Professionally skilled at being wrong, you will not, and I repeat, will not be disconnected from what's real. Rule 4, always state your opinion. If you're on the left, blame the right and vice versa. Posting online metaphors is optional, but shows out of the box thinking. Divided, you search for more. These concepts are it's high time for winners, my peace achievers on this. To get rid of trains, I like as a sin, it's our preservation top deck.
We all need to be high.
bit of Dread FM with Who Killed the Vibe here on CFRC.
Things. The king with a spring in his step to action, spitting a million things about a dozen of which are relevant. Pick up poison, man is evidence. Self-distracting in my element, prevalent, petulant, moving malevolent, spinning my chances.
You're lacking attention like a broken record slathered in dust. You lack a dimension, rusty crust of other thoughts and phrases mangled up. I pity the man, I wanna start stepping when I hop head in some bed, wet and wet, wet in my setting. Didn't amount to much and loud as abrasive basic, stuck in stasis, blowing the pace slip. Just another sadistic chasing status statistic, I'm willing to risk it.
Dread FM out there, folks. This is Who Killed the Vibe. Thanks for listening. Next week, we are back with Adult DVD joining us for a little interview, the Leeds band who we love, dance punk stuff. I'm going to leave you with a little bit of new music from the Meringues. This is called Royalty. See you all next week. Have a great weekend. Goodbye.
Go tell your friends that she's the one who's really crazy. is now 9:30 in the p.m., and you are listening to CFRCFM 101.9 FM, cable channel 900 and 954 in Kojiko, and available on the World Wide Web at www.cfrc.ca. I am One Weave, and we are here tonight to sort of, you know, kick it. Thank you to those who listened tonight, who maybe are not in, well, I guess the show's almost over at McKinnon Brothers right now. But, you know, for those who stayed home, I dedicate this to you tonight. But those who might go out next week, there's going to be a pretty pretty solid show that's going to be happening. Aquamuffin, mainstays of Kingstonia, actually, funnily enough, one of the first bands to ever come on my show and do a live performance way back in the day. This is probably like my third or fourth ever show in at CFRC. And they came right basically across from where I am right now, jammed in a bunch of acoustic guitars and a little keyboard and played. And it was fun. But they're celebrating their 30th anniversary show, the 22nd. So this Thursday. Coming up, and it's going to be at the Mansion, and it's going to be two sets. So they're going to do their first opener set like at 8 o'clock, and then they're going to do two sets between 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock. So they have like a lot of music if you search their stuff online, many an album that they're going to, you know, go through their whole catalog. So you're going to get some varied stuff. So I'm going to play a couple of things from said catalog. So they put out a record of, I don't know, like three or, no, actually a little more than that. It's probably closer to like 6 or 7 years ago. They put out a record that was all songs based called Out of Quarters, which is all based off of very old school arcade games. And so with the thematic that they're going to have like, a different song about like a different arcade game from back in the day. So I'm going to play a song of theirs called Taito Jungle, Taito, which is the famous or Taito, famous kind of arcade video game company. And they're the arcade game Jungle Hunt. So I'm going to play a song from that. And then I'm going to play a song from one of their Christmas albums that we're going to do in August here. Album Ghosts of Christmas Past. We're going to play a song off of that called Dead for Christmas, I think is what we're going to kick. And then after that, I have a request that came in that is for a Butthole Surfer song. So that's going to be after the two Aquamuffin songs, who again are going to be playing this Thursday night at the Mansion celebrating their 30th anniversary. So, you know, check that out, kids. It will be great. Anyways, here is Aquamuffin with Taito Jungle on CFRC.
Deep in the jungle in a tree he stood. What a funky tree he was making wood. To take that leap of faith, oh, did he think he should?
Everything's fine, as a moment's shine. Just wait from the line in the big old jungle.
make his crown.
Everything's fine as a moment shine, even on any climb in the tarot jungle.
Florida. And I'm gonna bowl me a perfect game. I'm gonna cut off my leg down in Florida. And I'm gonna dance one-legged off in the rain. of exceeded Sydney for years, blind man. And exceeded LBJ with a Soviet Jew. I said that when I go down to Florida Way, there ain't no kind of sexual healing that I would not, should not, or could not do. I said it right here. Well, I'm moving down to Florida. And you know that I'm gonna have to potty train the Chairman Mao. And I'm gonna make the governor write my doo-doo a letter child. And then I'm gonna grind me a White Castle slider out of India's sacred cow. Well, I'm going down to Florida, child. And I'm gonna build me the atomic bomb. I'm gonna hold time hostage down in Florida, child. Ain't nobody gonna tell me what to do, stepchild. By this time, I guess you figured out about Florida. Turn the muddy water into Vaseline stained. Maybe making tadpoles the size of Mercury's in Florida. That'd be telling Julio Iglesias what to sing now. Well, whoever said that Sidney Poitier was a blind man knew the same of Elvis Presley, too. Because all the sausages that dance like Ray Bolger on the hood of a car in a traffic jam. No, just exactly what to do. Teaching what to do.
I'm not so Ooh.